Let's do one on this lady named Patricia Outlaw, Patricia Outlaw, Autlaw, 12556. Miss Outlaw is a 67-year-old woman, originally from North Carolina, has been in Texas for years. She has no children. She's been widowed since 1982. She was an accountant by trade. Period. She was never a heavy smoker or drinker. Period. She's allergic to Keflex. She lives in a group home. She had a brainstem stroke about 3 months ago. Because of that, has no ability to move her lower extremity. She's now developing contractures about the lower extremity. Also, to me, appears slightly weak on the right side, which can be the hallmark of a brainstem stroke, period. Patient is now totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent, but is able to maintain, period. Surgery, appendectomy, tonsils, and appetite, tubal ligation, family history. Mom died in 1977 because of valvular cancer. Dad, she doesn't know much. He died of medication, metformin, 500 BID. Blood sugars are stable, biastolic, 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Cholesterol 100 milligram once a day. She used to be wheelchair bound, but because of her increased weakness, she's now bed bound. She doesn't have the cubitus ulcer at this time. COVID immunization is up to date. On exam, we find Miss Outlaw to be quite weak, but she's awake. She has contracture about the lower extremities. She's bedbound, has a diaper in place. Vital signs, O2 sats, 96%, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, blood pressure 130 over 80. Review of system before we do that. Part number one, patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. Her weight has dropped from 240 to 150 now. Bowel and bladder incontinency and ADL dependency with the inability to move her lower extremity is the hallmark of her brainstem stroke. Exam, heart positive, stone positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, mucosa is dry. Patient has no ability to move lower extremity. Has not developed contractures about the lower extremity, not bilaterally. Patient has pillows to keep the pressure off her heels at this time. Assessment here, we have a 67-year-old woman with end-stage stroke, paralysis, total paralysis of the lower extremity, total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, bedbound. Tremendous weight loss from 240 to 150. She's only 5'3", period. Patient's blood sugar stable, requiring less medication because her appetite is diminished, period. Patient has no issues with mentation at this time, is sleeping well. Recently has had no fever, chills, or recent infections, no recent hospitalization reported. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman with end-stage stroke. Thank you.